photon of light from that same source. And what they wanted to find out was where that photon would appear. Now, interestingly enough, whenever they measured for the photon, here's what happened. Wherever they looked for that photon, let's imagine my red dot there is the photon. Wherever they looked for it in the box, wherever they looked for it in the box, they saw it. So if they looked here, they saw it. They looked there, they saw it. They looked there, they saw it. They looked there, so they saw it. So apparently, if they were just looking for that photon of light was everywhere. It appeared down every path of possibility, or probability. Like, we could look here, and we could say, okay, well, maybe if we send out that photon, where would the photon go? Well, maybe it would go down there and go right to there. Or maybe it would go down there and go right to there. Think of the photon as being like a marble. Let's say we flick that marble. Where would the marble go? Well, if we flicked it there, maybe it would just go right down there, right? But what they found was wherever they measured for that photon, it appeared down every single path of probability until the very end, where it appeared to pick one and end up on the back of the wall just there. It appeared to pick one path of probability and end up just there. But if they measured it everywhere else, it appeared everywhere else.
So one part it showed up more?
No. Except on the back wall. Because where would it appear on the back wall if you look for it as a particle? Like, if you look for it, if you imagined it being like a marble that you just flicked down there, whoosh, you could imagine how it would end up there. Interestingly enough, it didn't end up down there.
Yeah, that's just, if it was a
it only ended up, no, but this is the light now. It only ended up here on the back wall. But if they looked for it anywhere else, that same particle of light appeared down every path of probability until the very last moment where it appeared to pick one path of probability and end up right there. If they looked here, nope. They looked there, yes. There, yes. When it hit the back wall, it would pick one spot.
Why?
Exactly. Exactly. So when they measure it as a particle, it appeared down. That's just interesting. But when they measure it as a particle, it appeared as a particle. When they measured it as a wave, it appeared as a wave. So is light a particle or a wave? It's neither or it's both. Well, I say, yeah, it's neither or it's both, depending upon how you look at it. Sure. But why was it here and here and here and here when they looked at it? Yeah, yeah, actually, they wouldn't see it there until they looked for it, would they? It's not supposed to make sense. Yeah. Well, so what we're saying is, though, when they looked for light to appear as a particle, it appeared as a particle. Now, that's interesting that they found it down all paths of probability. What's most interesting about this, and it could baffle us for a while. In fact, it baffled Einstein, so if you're baffled by it, be okay with that. When they looked for it to appear as a particle, it appeared as a particle. When they looked for it to appear as a wave, it appeared as a wave. So is light a wave or a particle? It depends on how you look for it to behave. Because the way you look for it to behave is the way that it behaves. So what all of this tells us is that the observer affects that which is observed. The observer affects that which is observed, always. And that's what Bell's theorem told us also when it was applied. And this baffled Einstein. This baffled Einstein. And Einstein said, if the observer affects that which is observed, he was having stuff going on with other quantum theorists at the time. He said, what are you telling me that a mouse that looks at the world is going to change the world by looking at it? And we now realize that it does. The world cannot not change based upon who or what is observing it. Think of what happens to the world through the perceptual filters of a bat that experiences it through radar. Do you think that the world changes? It absolutely does. You can't not affect that which you look at by looking at it. And this really boggled Einstein. He was like, what the heck are you talking about? So what quantum physics tells us is that which we observe is that which becomes reality. So by observing a problem, quantum physics tells us that until we look at the problem, we see the problem, we observe the problem, and measure the problem, it doesn't exist. It also tells us that what we believe to be real is real, and what we focus on determines our reality. What you believe to be real is real. Think about it. If light behaved as a wave when they looked for it to behave as a wave, and if it behaved as a particle when they looked for it to behave as a particle, then what you look for to be real in your world will be real. What you believe to be real is real, and what you focus on determines your reality from a quantum physics perspective.